This is an RNIB talking book.
In Xanadu, A Quest by William Dalrymple.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
In Xanadu, A Quest by William Dalrymple. Part 1. It was still dark when I left Sheikh Jarrah. At the Damascus Gate, the first fruit sellers were gathered by a brazier, warming their fingers around glasses of sweet tea. The Irish Franciscan was waiting by the door of the Holy Sepulchre. He nodded from under the hood of his habit, and without a word led me past the Armenian chapel and under the great rotunda. Around the dome, you could hear the echo of plain chant as 12 separate congregations sang their different matins. "It's not long now," said Brother Fabian. "The Greeks will be finished by 8:30. "That's in 2 hours' time. "Only half an hour. The Greeks don't allow us to put the clocks back. We work on Byzantine time here." He knelt down on a flagstone, folded his hands in his sleeves, and began murmuring his devotions. We waited for 20 minutes. "What's keeping them?" "The rota's very strict. They're allowed 4 hours in the tomb, and they won't leave it until their time is up." He hesitated, then added, "Things are a bit tense at the moment. Last month, one of the Armenian monks went crazy, thought an angel was telling him to kill the Greek patriarch, so he smashed an oil lamp and chased Patriarch Diodorus through the choir with a piece of broken glass. What happened? The Greeks overpowered him. There's an ex-weightlifter from Thessaloniki who looks after the..."